And so as soon as I changed my offer and my marketing message and focused on one person, one problem, and one main outcome and result, things started to really kick off.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes, and what it takes to build a million-dollar movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
What's up, team? Dan Suckling here, and inside of today's video, I'm gonna be talking about the three shifts that I made inside of my online fitness business that grew up from zero to over $1 million in cash collected revenue. Quick backstory, when I first started as an online fitness coach, I didn't know anything about anything. Didn't have an offer, didn't know what a funnel was, didn't even know what Calendly was. And so in the beginning, I was just relying on my own, self-intuition and a bit of grit and determination to try to get online fitness clients for my coaching program. I was charging $67 for 8 weeks of coaching. And so basically in the beginning, my entire strategy was I would join all of the community pages and these Facebook groups inside of my country. And so every 48 hours, I would post on 20 of these pages because it was like the restriction limit. And I basically post up a collage of before and after photos with like huge opportunity for 10 people. I'm looking for 10 people who wanna lose weight, tone up, have more confidence, have more energy, yada, yada. I didn't even know what a course scheduler was. So I basically inserted a link to a type form. And in that form, it was like, do you want me to call you in the morning, afternoon, or evening? And as you can imagine, just cold calling these people that didn't know who I was. There was no value in advance. There was no social proof apart from that collage. I would just get hung up on left, right, and center. But inside of that process, I built this level of resilience and I got used to handling rejection. And I built that strategy up to like $2,000 a week, which is pretty awesome. But I was still struggling, right? And so I bit the bullet one day. I was scrolling on my newsfeed and I saw an ad from a guy saying, hey, I'm gonna help you grow your online fitness business, right? And I'd never seen it before. So I booked in the call. I remember showing up to the call and at the end, he pitched me and he said it was $8,000. And inside of my mind, I thought to myself, holy, like for me, I thought it was gonna be like $1,000 or $2,000. I never heard of somebody, a business coach charging whatever the case may be. So I said, I can't afford it. And he said something to me that always stuck with me. He said, what are you gonna do? And it was a really good question because inside of my mind, it's like all I wanted to do. And so I sold my lounge room furniture, I sold my TV, I called the bank and I got a $6,000 personal loan. And I rang him back up 2 weeks later and I said, let's do it. And so from that point, my business went from $2,000 a week to about $20,000 a week in about 18 months. And the three main shifts that I made in order to make that happen was number one, is I nailed my audience. You see, in the beginning, I was trying to work with everybody. I thought to myself, if I just cast this like wide net and I just work with everybody with two arms and two legs, surely I'll get more people that wanna join my coaching program, which wasn't the case. And so as soon as I changed my offer and my marketing message and focused on one person, one problem, and one main outcome and result, things started to really kick off. But inside of that process, I did a lot of market research on Google forums, Facebook groups, YouTube video comments, to really understand what my clients were going through at a deeper level. And so I moved into the mum space, mothers lacking self-love, and I basically conducted all this market research and I used this as, marketing ammunition inside of my content, inside of all of my ads, all of my marketing assets. We're talking about these big problems, these big pain points, and these big desires. So that was the first thing. The second shift was having an irresistible offer that my clients would feel stupid to say no to. And so basically what I did in the beginning is I had a 16-week coaching program. It had, personalized meal plans, exercise programming, 24/7 support in the Facebook group, and a membership portal. And I was trying to think to myself, like, how can I make this offer more irresistible so that I get more people buying? And so what I did is I basically stacked it with a guarantee, which said, if you come into the program and you don't lose at least 5 kilos in the first 12 weeks, then we'll not only return your investment, but we'll also give you $100 just for wasting your time. And basically what that did is it basically stacked up the value and the benefit that so that it outweighed the perceived cost and risk of a person potentially joining my coaching program. And so that rapidly increased my sales conversion, probably by about 60 to 70%. And I was getting more paid in fulls than I was back when I didn't have that guarantee in place. So that was the second thing, is having an offer that was really irresistible, where my prospects and my clients would feel stupid saying no to it. And the third shift that I made was moving away from organic and stacking it with paid client acquisition. You see, back in the day, I was just going into Facebook groups and just basically putting out these posts and trying to start conversation with strangers. And the shift that I made was I got into the world of funnels and Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and you know, using Zapier and email automation software. And so when I stacked my articulated message with a killer offer, and then I threw that into a paid advertisement that ran continuously, like my pipeline blew up. And that strategy, I was running a self-love automated 5-day challenge. It took me basically from, I think it was like 10 to 15 clients, all the way up to 445 clients around that mark in about 18 months. And that's what scaled me up to around $20,000 per week in recurring revenue as well, because we were doing like mainly payment plans. And so I wanted to share this with you, because if you're in a spot right now where, you know, maybe you haven't nailed your audience, or maybe you don't have an irresistible offer, or maybe you're still running organic acquisition only without stacking it with paid acquisition, there's a whole bunch of opportunity here that you can pull from in order to take your business to the next ascension level. You know, a lot of times what got us to $10,000 a month isn't necessarily what's going to get us to 20 or to 50 to 100K a month, right? Our offer needs to be more dialed in. Our audience and the way that we articulate our marketing message needs to be more specific. And obviously we need to stack it with paid advertising to be able to reach more people, get more impressions, get more eyeballs on who we are, what we offer, and what we do, so that we can drive more into the pipeline and make more sales on the back end.